Good morning, and welcome to our 10 of 10. If you haven't already, you're invited to close your eyes, to bring your attention to the breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and expansion. Always I like to remind you of the words of Job. He said, it is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. So let us be conscious as we take the next three deep breaths in that we are breathing in the life-giving, energizing, renewing, restorative breath of God. Inhale, lower the diaphragm, extend the stomach, and breathe in the breath of life. Hold. Bringing attention into the cave of the heart, the sanctuary of the soul, the monastery of the spirit. This hub, this center, through which life beats forth. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly, release. As we take our third and final deep breath in, let us be intentional that for the next 10 or so minutes, that we are consciously choosing to commute with the ground of being the source of all that is God in us as us. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly release. This morning I'm sharing Psalm 2 from Psalms for Praying, an Invitation to Wholeness by Nancy Miller. Why do nations and people plot against one another, setting themselves apart and conspiring against the beloved and those who follow love? They say to themselves, we are free of love's law. Humility and service are for others. The beloved, who is ever present, can but smile at their foolishness, knowing that one day they will fall to their knees in regret. Distracted by greed and arrogance, they do not hear the beloved's voice, whispering in the silence. Awaken, all of you living in darkness. We are all one in love consciousness. You live in my heart, even as I dwell in yours. For you are mine. I am your beloved. I have given you abundant life to love and care for all creation. May it be for the delight of all. Yet, to know me, fears and illusions must be faced as an iron rod hitting a clay pot, shining light into the darkness. Blessed are all who have asked for forgiveness, whose hearts radiate the love we all are at the core. Divine Beloved, grounded being, Thou who art the absolute mystery, the source of all of life, as we consciously come into communion with You this morning, remembering the truth of who we are and whose we are, that we are made in Your image and likeness, that image and likeness of love, of peace, of compassion, of wisdom, of truth, of joy. You who are the Alpha and the Omega, that which is, was, and yet to come, the Lord God Almighty, is ever providing, is ever guiding, is ever directing our path, that we may truly walk it, aligned with the Spirit, aligned with Your peace, aligned with Your truth. Beloved Mother, Father, God, as we consciously come into this communion with You this morning, You know our individual hearts, what we have need of. Our teacher said it is the Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. That kingdom is all peace, all wisdom, all love, all joy, all knowing. So whatever each of our individual needs are this morning, we know that they are being met in perfect and timely ways. The divine order is always in order. When things do not happen or go according to the way we want or the way we expect, let us come back and surrender to You. For truly, beloved Mother, Father, God, You are able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or think. And when our egos have led us astray, bringing us into the quandary of fear and worry, let our spirit quicken, remembering the truth that perfect love casts out all fear, that we are to walk by faith and not by sight. Divine Beloved, Mother, Father, God, for all the situations and conditionings that are happening right here in our country, but happening everywhere across our beautiful world. It seems that there's something happening somewhere, that there is no spot that is left untouched by man's greed or cruelty. So for every situation and condition that the human experience is having, I surrender it now before Your throne of grace, asking a blessing for each and everyone's needs. Be it those in Myanmar, those in Senegal, those in India, wherever in the world there is a need, wherever there is a world there is a crisis, wherever in the world there is a lack, we release it to You now. Let us be the willing hands and feet as You touch our spirit to do whatever it is ours to do. Divine Beloved, grounded beings, first of all, that is, for our leaders, for those that are in power, whether elected or forced, we put them before You now, asking that You touch their hearts and their minds, that their spirits may come back to the remembrance that they are here to lead and govern the people wisely and justly. O Divine Beloved, grounded being, source of all that is, may we know that there is enough for every man's need, enough for every man's greed. This world that You have created and provided for us, let us honor it in all sentient beings within it, the hoof, the fin, the wing, two-legged, four-legged, and all the many-legged, various insects and creations that exist. Let us honor our beautiful planet, for it does not need us the way we need it. for anything I have failed to ask this morning. I know you will not fail to bless. For yours is the spirit that heals, that renews, that restores, that replenishes. So again, all those that are in need of a healing, mental, physical, emotional, spiritual, we bring them before you now. And that as we speak this word, it shall not return unto us void, but accomplish wherein it has been sent. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever grateful. And so it is. And so it is. Take a deep breath in and allow the words to resonate within your being as I unmute the phones. Repeat after me our prayer of intention. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly.
Radiating brightly.
I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly. Take a deep breath in. My beloved, I wish you a very blessed, happy Thursday, Friday, and Saturday until we come together for our Mothering Sunday service on Sunday. Peace and blessings.
Thank you.